Do you want to find solutions on how to make decisions faster, how to solve problems with your teams, or define a clear strategy that resonates with your staff and customers? There is a workshop for that. Hello there, I'm Nati Ravez, founder of La Workshoppeuse. I'm a collaboration consultant and workshop facilitator, member of an amazing workshopper community. In this podcast, I meet them to get the best advice on facilitation, and I let leaders and managers speak to understand the challenges they are facing. Welcome to the show.
I mean, I'm just a man who talks a lot about innovation and workshops. That's all I do. I like it.
Did you know that 90% of new products launched on the market fail within the first year? And that 70% of digital transformations are not successful? Companies want to be innovative. They invest a lot of time and money to get to market. But in the end, they fail. Not because they don't have the right teams or the right ideas, but because they've probably made assumptions that they haven't taken the time to test. Innovation is a journey, not an act. It is the result of a lot of time and many stages to go through. This journey can be accompanied and guided by facilitators who can help you to do some intensive discovery work upfront so as to minimize the risk of failure. This is the mission of my guest today, Chris Bradshaw, Product Strategies Director and Innovation Consultant, who explains his approach to supporting his clients through a series of workshops to help them build better business as a team and minimize the risk of failure. I hope you'll enjoy this episode.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Nati. I'm really well, thank you. And I'm really, really happy to be here talking to you. It's been a long time coming, so I'm very excited.
The last time we talked, I was in Singapore. It was March. It was the beginning of March. I was sitting at a beautiful place. And yes, we were talking there the first time. And you were sitting in your car with your dog.
Yeah, I was sat in rainy England in a car in a service station with my dog. So the very opposite to where you was. But either way, it was lovely to connect that way. Yeah, of course.
It was really, really nice and very inspiring. And you are a person with a lot of kindness and energy. And I'm super happy to have you here today before we meet in person in the Netherlands in September. For the Facilitators Connect. But today it's about you, your journey, your way to facilitation, the amazing ideas that you are developing right now for the innovation world. Tell me, who are you? Where are you coming from? And what was the first step to facilitation, Chris?
All right. Thank you, Nati. Yeah. So hi, I'm Chris Bradshaw. I'm a fellow AJ and Smart Workshop and Master, like your good self, Nati. Mm-hmm. And really my why in my work, I suppose, is to empower individuals just to make positive changes in their organizations. And that's usually through a combination of collaboration, technology, and that kind of vague word, innovation. And right now, what I do is my kind of full-time job. I'm the strategy director at a company called Infinum. So we're a global software consultancy that basically helps businesses grow and transform through innovation, funny enough. Mm-hmm. And I suppose my history is quite varied. I mean, I've spent 20 years roughly now in the technology game, so it shows my age. And I spent maybe 10 years just doing the work, I call it. So I was an engineer by trade. Did design, did marketing, you know, all that kind of stuff across a bunch of things like public sector, corporate, entertainment. And then got to my 30s and I started doing this more leadership role, like building teams and then building strategies at the time, which I didn't realize, but it's how can you enable music industry brands to kind of make an impact in the world? So we built, you know, technologies and solutions for that. And then I kind of got to my 30s in terms of like my mid-30s and ended up in the agency world running like a seven agency company. I was a CEO of that for a few years. It was like a seven-figure turnover of 50 people. It was very, very intense and very good learnings. I actually discovered my first design sprint in that process as well, which was quite an emotional discovery, which I loved. And And really from there, I kind of moved on to do my own company. So I set up a boutique agency called We Agile to start helping startups and scale-ups. Did a venture studio to help find funding and launch startups. And then I, my last job really was running my own consultancy called Inventive, which is really just about how do you advise companies on digital strategies, deploy new innovations, and really just like how do you build better collaboration in their workspace. And yeah, I suppose that led me to what I do now today at Infinum, which is really building strategies on a global scale with the teams we have there and our clients. And at the heart of all that, I have to say, is really workshops and facilitation have kind of been there like an old friend, really. They've been there the whole time, just like helping me kind of drive deep collaboration and alignment with different parties, teams, trying to solve really complicated technology challenges. And really just about, you know, back to my why, really helping bring people together to help empower those to build better businesses together as a team. And I suppose if you want to touch on my story, how I really got into workshopping officially, when I was in that job of a CEO, we'd actually bought a company, and that company was a UX company at the time, when, you know, UX was like a thing. It was quite a cool new thing. And we had this big client, and it was one of the biggest legal companies in the UK, actually. And the thing there was we promised to do a workshop, and this workshop was called Design Sprint. At the time, I had no idea what a design sprint even was, to be honest with you. And I was like, okay, I want to sit down, work with the people that do this. Can I come to the workshop and watch and learn? And it turned out the people who do the workshops were the owners that we just bought out and left. So I started this company with a workshop to be done, no knowledge, but I had the Jake Knapp Design Sprint book in the office, which I then...
is the story. Yeah. I think you took this to your holiday, right?
It says a lot about me as a person, doesn't it? So the holiday was coming up. I took the book with me and spent basically a week on the beach just reading over and over and over again how to do design sprints, and even practicing some exercises in the evening, which, you know, it says a lot about me as a human being, what I do on holiday. But it was great. I learned. It was kind of like having a one-person workshop or retreat by myself, just learning. And but in all fairness, I came back, we delivered it. It was a great experience. They actually really loved the process, and we did many more after that. And that taught me, actually, doing this way of working with workshops and facilitation done properly with structure, it really helps people achieve things. And we then insisted on every client we work with going forward, we always did a workshop at the start, we always did discovery, just to make sure we had that really healthy dynamic between the two parties and that we're really sure what we're doing as a team. So from the kind of madness of that experience came out this really positive, beautiful solution. So I'm very grateful for the Jake Knapp book, to be honest.
Yeah, there are a few guests in the podcast who were flashed by the book and who did some masterclass to learn how to do a design sprint. So I think this is a great discovery and a really nice recipe, which is used in different kind of industries. The method is very nice and it's a very powerful tool. We love it because it enables a group to go through different steps and to go to an outcome at the end. I would like to know, what is your goal with the design sprint? What do you want for outcomes for your customer, or how do you use it?
Yeah, I think you touched on a really important part. I mean, it's great and it definitely helps bring people together, and it is essentially a tool to be used. And what it taught me was that's just one recipe of doing this. And for me, it was actually amazing to figure out how we can just understand whether an idea is a great idea or a risky idea, and actually just bringing that kind of like harmony around a way of working that people can understand and follow. So for me, the design sprint unlocked lots of things in my world. Then it made me think a lot more about, okay, that's just one recipe. There must be other ones, you know, there must be ones that help people, I don't know, like build brand communication strategies or business strategies, or, you know, and from that, it kind of really showed me that you can build really coherent recipes and solutions, but in a really structured framework, which means you can then turn up to a workshop and deliver, and people can follow it, they understand it. And I think it brings a lot more confidence in the process, and it really helps you as a facilitator to actually deliver something that's, you know, powerful. So yeah, I think for me that one of the Design Sprint books and the Design Sprint discovery has been like a key moment in my life of learnings, if I'm really honest with you.
It's a good start also when you're not used to design workshops. So to say, you don't need to reinvent the wheel every time. You use it to help company to reducing risk or saving money and getting the best value based on your experience. So how do the customer respond to the fact that you use workshops to do this?
Well, for me, and what I really didn't understand when I was learning the design sprint and only started to really understand now is it's about the level of failure that I see all the time, especially in my world where we're working innovation, you know, building technologies, etc. And what I've discovered is by using design sprints as a principle is great, but actually a lot of companies want to work on things like innovation. And they come to me sometimes and say, we just need to build a product to be innovative, or we need to be more innovative. And what I've realized is, you know, innovation is a journey. It's not something that you just turn on. It's not an act. It's a result of lots of time and effort over, you know, many, many milestones. And, you know, some of the risks I talk about in some talks I do is, you know, 95% of new products will fail in the first year. You know, 70% of digital transformations will fail. And sadly, like 90% of startups will eventually fail, just purely based on market forces and potentially not doing the right things at the right time or the right preparation up front. And, you know, if you think about that in terms of like personal life, you would never accept that as a stat for failure. Like you'd never buy a house or a car or a phone where that level of potential failure is acceptable. So I suppose what I always do with clients is look at it from a level of risk and say, okay, you've got this big idea or a hunch something can be done, or there's a challenge you're trying to overcome. So actually, let's think about this as a journey together. And then what we can do with this innovation journey is map different points along that journey where workshops will come into place. And those workshops will be there particularly to make sure that we're checking, guiding, and validating what assumptions, what ideas we have, and trying to prioritize those in a really like logical way. So for example, if a client comes to me and says, okay, I want to build the next, I don't know, Uber as a classic example. You know, my first question to them is, okay, great, but what is your actual business strategy saying? And who's the target market? And, you know, what are the needs of that market and what's not being met at the minute? And that's even before we get to things like products. And if you think about this as like a step-by-step guide through these different things, if they don't have those things, we will then help them as facilitators and workshoppers to find the answers. And then we can move into things like product strategy, you know, like a design sprint. Who is it for? How do they get to the product? What do they do on the product? And the idea really is that we're always checking with the different variables in these journeys to make sure that we're capturing and testing at all points. And eventually the goal really is just to make a kind of concrete blueprint for the clients, which really means that every time we do one of these exercises, for example, we're reducing that risk just a little bit more to the point where we get to almost like most minimized risk possible, wrapping that up into a blueprint to then go off and build or create this solution or product. And the idea being is like the old saying, isn't it? You know, in a workshop, you either win or you learn. There's no real loss in doing this kind of pre-discovery work, which for me is like the best insurance policy you could give a business before they spend tons of money and time on the next initiative.
Yeah.
So yeah, so for me, it's about fostering a culture of innovation, but doing it for a very processed, step-by-step, guided by workshoppers and facilitators.
Yeah, it's like guiding their business growth, actually.
Yeah.
From the start, what is the strategy? How you implement the strategy and then continue step-by-step.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting.
If you'd like to join me for a podcast episode or discuss the challenges you face at work and how I can help, book a free call or send me an email. All the contact information is in the show notes.
How do you bring this best practice to your customer?
Yeah. I mean, it's really difficult when you say, you know, it's like, how do you explain innovation step by step?
Yeah.
It's such a meta term. And you throw in things like workshops and discovery phases and design sprints. You can see clients' heads exploding like, what do you mean? I just need to build a product.
Yeah.
So really, what we do at the minute, so the innovation framework I'm building at Infinum right now, we just break it down into steps, like baby steps, really. It's like, first we look at your business strategy. Okay, fine. Then the market research, what's the market saying? And then the product validation is the next step. It's like, what does the product need to do? And can we prove that? And then finally, it's a product solution. And then each of these four steps in our process, really think about it like a package or a recipe of goodness. It's like in each one, there is a goal. There's a bunch of learnings, a bunch of outcomes we'll create. And as facilitators, there's a bunch of exercises we need to run to ensure that we are creating the right outcomes. So for example, if we did a business strategy part of this process, we would do things like the Lean Canvas business model, you know, price sensitivity, competitor analysis, you know, things like that as exercises with the client. If we were to move ahead a bit to, like, say, the product validation part of this, you'd be talking more about the design sprint principles, like, you know, personas, user journeys, lightning demos, testing prototypes. So it's just about trying to, like, package them into steps rather than just say, here's the entire thing we have to do. We just do it bit by bit. And each step, time we do this, that will help the risk drop in the business. But I guess most importantly, it helps the collaboration build between, you know, all the teams. And then ultimately, the trust levels will, like, slowly grow as we're working more together. And really, for me, I think that's the best way you can do anything, really. It's like, build better relationships, build better collaboration, dearest failure, because no one wants to waste time or money, all things fail, right? So that's how I've been looking at this as a, I guess, design sprint, but kind of on steroids, like a, like across all facets of business.
Yeah. Maybe you will create something like the business innovation sprint by Chris Bradshaw, the next Jack Knapp.
I mean, if that comes to pass, I would not be adverse to that. But yeah, at the minute, we're at the building and testing phase. So we're kind of literally living the very much the philosophy of this. We're building and validating. So hopefully by the time we meet at the Facilitators Connect, we can
try
talk about
it
more and sit in a,
we can
yeah,
try
exactly.
You can bring the beta version and then we will workshop ourselves.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. I mean, yeah,
it's about business at this retreat, so it's about sales, it's about positioning, it's about marketing, so it's about also creating product. I mean, I am right now in the phase of creating my own product, and I'm listening exactly what you are saying. So I need a Chris Bradshaw here to brainstorm with me.
That's what I'm here for. I think all I'm really doing is just, you know, I'm just putting the toolkit that every workshopper and facilitator has and just trying to put it into something that has a framework or a language, and then sharing that as much as possible just to help other people in our world take, use, iterate. You know, the idea is that it just helps build better companies over time and reduce waste. That's really what makes me sad, like seeing potential being waste, money and time. So yeah, I'm always trying to find ways to beat that if I can.
Yeah, very nice. And do you have, like, are you building this like it would be the same framework based on the same exercises, like the design sprint, so to say, that you can reuse, I mean, for your business to work with all of your customers?
I think this is where, and this is why I believe what we do for, you know, workshops and facilitation, we're like pivotal, I think, in this, in any business kind of decision making, because the first version of this was, yes, there are packages and each time you roll out a bunch of exercises and that's great. But in the real world, what I've learned is, you know, every client's different, every challenge is different, and what they've done to date is different. So it actually is about going, okay, there's a suite of exercises based on different steps in this process. But actually, your job, first of all, it's a bit like being a dentist or a doctor or something, isn't it? It's like you listen to them, you hear their problems, you diagnose what they need, and then you kind of reconfigure the recipes and build them up, kind of like Lego blocks, I suppose, to configure it to suit them. And I think by having them visualized and articulated in a framework, that just gives people like you, me, and our fellow workshoppers a way to go, okay, I hear what you're saying, client. Let me just reconfigure this round. And it might be a design sprint, but it might be a design sprint with a bit of, like, you know, business strategy involved, because that's really there's a gap there. So the point is, it helps us make sure we don't miss anything crucial in that kind of innovation process. When we come to the actual innovation being launched, we know we've done everything possible to make sure they've done the very best, you know, preparation possible.
Yeah, And how do you work? Is that like a retreat of the leadership who is going out from the company for a week and you're working like a week long on different kind of workshops? Or does it make more sense to split it in the different step and meet every time for one step, for example, for one day, talking about the strategy, the second day, talking about other things? And how do you work? Or it depends also on the customer you have.
I think you have to really start from, you know, the person first. You know, I guess the job we do is to put the customer first, right, and make sure the solution suits the customer. So I think, again, it'd be slightly naive to say, okay, we have one process, you have to fit into that process, customer. I think you have to really understand what the customer needs and what they can do geographically as much as anything. Mm-hmm. So the process itself really is fluid. It's almost like we want to do really intense workshops in a room together for X amount of days, but equally the whole phase could take about a month because we have to do some work separately. We have to go and test with some people. And it's about how can you construct it around their ability and their access. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's the same process as we will take. It's a bit like being like a therapist, really, isn't it? You take in their problems and listen to them. Go, okay, here's a solution we think we can do. Now, how do we build that around you and your business?
Yeah.
So I think that's how I like to do it. And I always, always love to try and get the people in the room. I think that's the best way where the magic happens. We can do remote and we do remote, but actually, yeah, it's the idea of getting people together for like 2, maybe 3 days, all in one room. And then we'll go away, do some of our work. And roughly we're talking between a 2 to 4 week period where actually we'll have some really telling differences at the end of it, some real output, some real like things that validate an idea. And generally what we find, at least from the work I'm doing today, is that's what helps unlock investment to an idea from stakeholders, you know, investors, VCs. Because what we've done is we've taken, you know, someone's idea or words into an actual visual product with like some real data behind it. So, yeah, I think we have to be flexible in what we do. Otherwise, you know, it just makes more stress on top of a really complicated challenge anyway.
Hi, I'm Katrin Siebex from Facilitators Connect, and I have something for you. If you are an entrepreneur in the field of facilitation, keep your ears wide open. There is an event that you should not miss if you want to scale up your business and leverage your skills. It's called Facilitators Connect, and it is a retreat which will take place from the 11th until the 15th of September in the Netherlands. 5 intense days with top speakers who will hold exclusive workshops where you will get the most out of your own positioning, but also your sales and marketing strategy, with speakers such as Ahmad Munawar, Axel Van Quali, and the well-known Brittany Bowring. Grab your coupon in the show notes to get a special discount. Sign up super quick at facilitatorsconnect.com and join 40 facilitators from all over the world for 5 intense days for your business, for your network with like-minded people, but most of all, for yourself. See you soon.
Do you use workshop at the beginning of the negotiation with your clients to find out what are the pain points? Because this is something I am thinking about, how to make entrepreneur startups clear or understandable that using workshop and facilitation can make the client trusts them stronger when they are using this from the beginning to gather and collect the information.
Yeah, I think you have to use that as a must have, if I'm really honest. Mm-hmm. So yes, I mean, I think ever since my first engagement using Design Sprint from my story with a legal company, what that taught me was that you need to have something that really sets the relationship off to a good start. And I think from day one, you know how each other work. You've done some work together. You've done a little bit of like a discovery to align everybody. So for me, I don't really look at workshops as a cost as such. They're like an investment, because really what it's doing is you're harmonizing the work between you and your clients. You're becoming one team before the big work kicks in, like the production of something. So I'm always like, yes, that has to be mandatory. And also what I've done, you know, I've done hundreds of workshops now since of 2017, right? So it's quite a lot of time doing these things. I'd say 90% of them, there's always some work, some edits, some tweaks, some refinement to get the idea right. Great. But that 10% I found is always like the odd idea which needs a complete pivot because it's just not quite right. Or sometimes it's like, actually, this idea shouldn't really go ahead because it's going to basically fail from what we can see. And I know, and that might sound negative, but I think actually what it's doing is it's saving that client thousands of pounds, time, energy, sanity by just doing this workshop up front. So it's really protecting them from you know, a risk of failure on that side. And also what I say to my team at Infinim is, you know, it's important for us too, as human beings, as a team, we want to work with someone in a kind of a discovery sense in the workshop first, just to understand the client and make sure they're the right fit for us. It's almost like a first date, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Albeit a very organized one. So
imagine you come on a first date and say, oh, wait a moment, we have to do a workshop.
That's how I like to usually go on a holiday or first dates, by workshopping. I'm just saying, yeah, workshops could be the answer to everything. But, you know, it's about fostering the healthy culture. And I think for me, doing workshops up front, whether it's a day or a month, it's about people, really, isn't it? And it is about solutions and driving innovation, etc. But it's just about, can the people work together and can we form a really, you know, compelling and useful team before we go on this long adventure together, which could take months to years.
Yeah.
So for me, it's always an investment to do it first.
Mm-hmm.
And then continuously, where possible, you know, like once you finish the product, you should still be doing more discovery just to keep checking in to go, what does the product need? What's the business need? What's the market saying about the product? You know, so how fast can you learn? That's always my mantra with this stuff. We want to help people learn fast and collaborate better together, really.
Yeah. Nice. Yes. This is a good job, actually. This is the most beautiful job on earth, I think.
Absolutely. It makes me happy.
Yeah.
It can be quite stressful, I think, at times when you prepare workshops before you go into them. But I think when you're in it and you've done it, it feels for me much more rewarding than, I guess, my previous jobs, which was running businesses or building or designing stuff. I think I love working with those people that are great at that. But I think, yeah, that human factor, I think, is a definite upside to our jobs.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Could you tell me, as a last sentence, why are you going to Facilitators Connect? Because you are actually a skilled facilitator. So what is your why? Beside meeting us and meeting me in person.
I think it's a good question. My why is I'm just looking to be inspired and learn always. And every facilitator I meet in this community seems to do that in different ways. Mm-hmm. I don't think it matters how much time you've been doing this for. Having a different perspective and different people, I think, is a healthy way for you to grow. So I'm looking to go and, yeah, be challenged, learn, be inspired and grow as a human being, hopefully. Yeah. It's my plan.
Nice. Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you for your
time. Thank you,
Natty. Thank you for being my guest.
It's been fun.
And we'll see us in September.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you want to reach out to Chris, don't hesitate to contact him through LinkedIn or his website. All the information in the show notes. We look forward to seeing you in September at the Facilitator Connect retreat, which will take place in the Netherlands. There are still coupons available. Have a look in the show notes to grab one and go to facilitatorsconnect.com to sign up. Next week, I have the pleasure to release a new bonus episode live from Bali, since I had the visit of a fellow workshop master from Belgium, Laura Duchatelet. Despite the fact that we had 4 beautiful days together, we also had a lot of conversation on the beach about why traveling makes us better facilitators, and at our homestay about how to better network and build deeper connections. So don't miss this episode coming out on the 15th of June. And until then, I wish you good health, success, and a lot of happiness. Au revoir!